Sa araw po na ito ay pagpapatuloy ko yung mensahe po sa aklat ni Pastor Bailey na pinagsimula natin way back, hindi ko na po matandaan, but I know that I have already shared two chapters of the book. The first one is, O Lord, revive your work, and the second one is, Exodus chapter 5, what's the title? Free My People or something like that. Anyone? Let My People Go. Thank you. Let My People Go. And the first being, in the first message, ay sinabi po natin, revival is needed because judgment is coming. Revival is needed because judgment upon the world is coming. We need to be revived, you know, and be used by the Lord to reach as much people in our neighborhood and beyond the seas, to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus, strengthen, you know, and help them to grow in Christ, and because judgment is coming. And secondly, we know that we cannot be used by the Lord unless we are free. Let My people go. We need to be free from any form of bondage. We need to be free from our own fears. Kailangan maalis po sa atin iyon. At hindi ko alam kung dito ko na nabanggit yun, no, sa isang klase, kung minsan mabuti pa sa atin yung mga militant Muslims kasi meron silang eternal vision, kahit mali. No, and they're willing to die for that eternal vision of theirs. At yung maraming lalaki doon, ang eternal vision nila ay magkaroon ng 72 virgins sa eternity. Yun ang kanilang eternal vision. And that we know that sounds foolish, but they're willing to die for their eternal vision. Jim Elliot and company, Nate Saint, Pete Fleming, and the rest, they were willing to die for eternal vision. And so today, very timely, you know, I'm being blessed. Di ko po ito in a schedule, but I'm so blessed that today we'll be talking about the feasts of Israel. The feasts of the Lord. Ang mga pista ng Israel. You know, ang salita po ng Diyos ay nagsasabi sa atin na ang bawat revival po ay merong kakaibang katangian or character. Particularly sa truth. Mababasa po natin mula sa Reformation hanggang sa ngayon, yung panahon ni Martin Luther, that there has been certain emphasis of truths, different kinds of truths, na ni-restore ng God dito po sa New Day Church. Yung pong salvation by faith alone, justification by faith alone, ni-restore ng God. Yung pong truth ng baptism na by immersion, ni-restore po ng God. Yung baptism ng Holy Spirit, ni-restore po ng God. Yung pong mga charismatic gifts, yung 12 gifts of the Holy Spirit, kasama po doon yung speak in tongues and interpretation of tongues, and prophecy, katulad ngayong umaga, ay nirestore po ng Panginoon. Yung fivefold ministries, nirestore din po ng Panginoon. Yung apostolic, prophetic, evangelistic, pastoral, at saka teaching ministry. Pero lalo nating maiintindihan at mauunawaan ang patungkol sa revival pagka daw atin pong pinag-aralan ang mga pista ng Israel. Through this feast, we not only learn more about how God had worked in past revivals, but we also can see and how we will see shortly that He will bring to pass all this revival, prophetic words on revival. To begin with, let's begin with Exodus 34 and 23. Ang sabi po doon ay, three times a year, all your men are to appear before the Lord. So, we find in the Bible na ang kanya pong mga feasts ay in-establish po niya sa first month, sa third month, at sa seventh month ng religious calendar ng Israel. And the three groups of feasts are known by their names or titles as the Feast of Passover, ang Pista ng Pascua, the Feast of Pentecost, or Pista ng Pentecostes, and the Feast of Tabernacles, o Pista ng mga Tabernakulo o Tolda. Ang tabernakulo po ay tolda. But how do we understand these feasts? These three groups of fish can be viewed in three different ways. First, we can view them in their fulfillment in world history. This, theologically, we call dispensationally. Yung panapanahon. Nakita po natin sa kasaysayan, sa nakaraang panahon, dispensationally, ang fulfillment po ng feast. Particularly, lalo na sa bansang Israel. And secondly, nakikita po natin ito at ma-interpret natin siya sa kanyang spiritual fulfillment sa buhay nating mga Kristiyano, in the life of the Christian. And thirdly, yung spiritual fulfillment in the life of the church. And so, tingnan po natin yung fulfillment in world history. Katuparan sa kasaysayan. The Feast of Passover released the Jews from Egypt, which was the house of bondage, and that started the Low Age. Doon po nagsimula yung Low Age. Ano po yung Low Age sa Bible? Ito yung tumutukoy yung panahon ni Moses na ibinigay yung kautusan hanggang sa panahon na si Kristo po ay dumating. Yung po yung tinatawag sa pag-aaral ng Biblia, the Age of the Law, ang panahon ng kautusan. Well, the Feast of Pentecost started at the Church Age with the descent of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. So nagsimula po yung feast of, yung age ng church naman na na-fulfill doon yung Feast of Pentecost sa Acts chapter 2. At hanggang ngayon pa rin po ay church age pa rin po. Now, palapit po tayong matapos sa church age na ito. At ang Feast of Pentecost started the church age nung outpouring ng Holy Spirit. And thirdly, the Feast of Tabernacles governed the millennial age. Yun po yung darating na kasunod na dispensasyon o panahon when the Lord Jesus Christ returns to rule the world for 1,000 years. May pangako po ang Panginoon sa atin na kung tayo ay overcomer, we will rule with Him. May pangako po ang Panginoon kung tayo magtitiis ngayon kasama niya, tayo po ay magru-rule na kasama niya. Kaya po't kinakailangan tayo po ay mag-overcome. Ano pong i-overcome natin? The flesh, the world, and the devil. Kailangan pong ma-overcome natin ang kalaban po nating ito. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Kailangan po nating ma-overcome yun. At kung tayo po ay maging overcomers nga, tayo po ay kasama ng Panginoong Jesus na mag-rule doon. Yan po ay higit pa sa pinakamataas at pinaka-ingrande nating pangarap sa buhay. Kaya po't sikapin nating magkaroon tayo ng vision dito. Ikalawa, ang mga feast po ay na-fulfill sa buhay ng mga Kristiyano, natutupad sa buhay ng mga Kristiyano. Una, ang Passover po, ang kahulugan nito para sa atin ay kaligtasan. Dangan po kasi na ang Passover ay kanilang i-celebrate originally at firstly nang ang mga Israelites po ay kumatay ng lamb of God, ng lamb o ng kordero at kinuha ang dugo at doon sa Egypt sila po ay naligtas. At sila po, pagkain nila noon ay umalis na sa Egypt. At sa Exodus 12 po ang kwento na yon. At sa 13 ang sabi po, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." Nung atin po i-accept sa Lord Jesus, yun ang nangyari sa atin. Kaya po, Passover speaks of salvation. Pentecost speaks of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Sapagkat noong day of Pentecost, ay bubaba po ang Holy Spirit sa 120 disciples sa Book of Acts chapter 2. Kaya po ang Pentecost, ang Feast of Pentecost para sa atin ay nagsasalita tungkol sa bautismo ng banal na Espiritu. At kung meron lang po sa atin dito na hindi pa nararanasan ang bautismo ng banal na Espiritu, ligtas pa lamang kayo, tinanggap niyo pa lamang ang Panginoong Jesus, ito po inyong hangarin sapagkat ito po isa pang karanasan para sa inyo. Yung pong ating mga pastors at ating mga disciples, tulungan natin at turuan natin ang mga kapatid. Kaya in the Feast of Tabernacles naman, ito po ay nangungusap tungkol sa revival sa ating buhay at pagiging mabunga sa Panginoon sa larangan ng spiritual maturity. Nais ng Diyos na tayo po ay constantly na makaranas na tayo ay revived at hindi po tayo nalulumot, nawawala yung focus ng ating buhay. At ang ating pong pinaka goal sa buhay natin spiritual ay full maturity. Yung pong kasakdalan. Katlo po naman ay yung fulfillment in the church. Ito po yung natutupad sa iglesia. Ang age of the law was governed by the Feast of Passover, that this was also the foundation upon which the church was built. Makita po natin mamaya na sa Old Testament po, pag nagkakaroon ng revivals, ay lagi po silang nagse-celebrate ng Passover. Bumabalik po sila doon at yun po yung nagiging sentro ng kanilang pagbabalik loob sa Panginoon. Yung present church age po naman ngayon, yung time natin ngayon, no? Beginning with the New Testament era. Pag sinabi po New Testament era, yung pong panahon ng apostolic times, 2nd century, 3rd century, no po? Hanggang sa ngayon po, yung Feast of Pentecost naman ang naging parang sentro. At ito po ay naghahanda sa atin, ito ay transition din para sa atin, para sa pagbabalik ng Panginoong Jesus. Nagsimula doon sa Acts chapter 2, binuhos ng Diyos ang kanyang banal na espiritu sa maraming mga tao. Used to be po na pinipili lamang ng Diyos ang pinaglalagyan niya ng Holy Spirit. Sila Moses, sila Abraham, mga lingkod ng Diyos. Ngunit sa Book of Acts po ay pinili ng Diyos na ibigay na po ito sa lahat. At ito po ay nararanasan nga po natin. At yung po namang Feast of Tabernacles, ano po ay natutupad sa church sa darating po na revival. At yun po yung focus ng ating pinag-aaralan. Meron pong darating na revival. At tayo'y kailangang maghanda doon at makaparticipate doon. Magkakaroon po ng mas higit na outpouring sa mga huling araw na ito kaysa doon sa naranasan po ng mga nasa unang siglo, yung Apostolic Church, higit pa roon. Kaya tingnan po natin ang una, ang pista ng Paskwa. Sabi ko nga po kanina, ito ay celebrate or first celebrated sa Exodus 12. At kalisabay po ng celebration na ito ay ang kamatayan ng lahat ng panganay ng mga Egyptians. That night, as Israel is saved, the firstborn sons of Egypt will die. Mapapansin po natin, one event speaks death and life. At ganun po ang cross ng Panginoong Jesus. To those who are perishing, you know, the message of the cross is foolishness. But to those who are being saved, it is the wisdom of God. Para po sa atin. For us Christians, ang Feast of Passover speaks of our born-again experience. Sabi ko nga po kanina, kaligtasan. When we accepted Jesus, the Lamb of God, as our personal Savior, and we were delivered from our slavery of sin, to sin. So tayo po ay niligtas ng Diyos, masasabi po natin, bagamat tayo hindi pa perpekto, nakalaya na tayo dun sa ating mga dating kasalanan, na kung saan tayo po ay nakagapos. Siguro, meron dating mga sugarol dito, meron mga dating chismosa rito, ano, na-break na po, addict kaya, na-break na po yon sa ating buhay. Sabi nga po ng Apostle Paul sa 1 Corinthians 5:7, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Kaya po si Jesucristo ang ating Passover lamb. Tinupad niya po yung nangyari sa Egypto, maraming taon na ang nakakalipas. Isang bagay po na nangyari sa Exodus chapter 12 ay yung pong sabi ng Panginoon sa verse 2, this month shall be the beginning of months. Ang buwan ito, samantalang yung buwan po na yon ay hindi naman talagang pinakauna nilang buwan, pero naging buwan po na una. Nang ibig lamang pong sabihin yon, pag tayo po ay na kay Kristo na, nagkakaroon ng bagong pasimula ang ating buhay. Nagkakaroon po tayo ng bagong pasimula at nakikita natin meron palang kahulugan ang buhay, higit pa sa ating mga ambisyon, higit pa sa desire nating kumita ng salapi, gumanda yung ating buhay. Meron pang higit palang dahilan para doon. Kaya ang sabi sa 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. Ibabago ang lahat. Sa gabi po yun, ng Exodus chapter 12, sila po ay inutusan na kumuha ng isang tupa na walang dungis. Unblemish po ang sabi ng salita ng Panginoong Diyos. Yun po ay sinabi sa Exodus 12, verses 3-5. Kumuha kayo ng isang tupa without blemish, sabi sa chapter 5. At ang sabi, keep it until the 14th day. So 10th day po ng month na iyon, sila ay kukuha ng tupa, lilipas ang apat na araw, tapos kakatayin nila sa 14th day. At ang purpose po ng pagkikip ng tupa na yon ay para inspectionin po nila iyon. Kay Kristo, yun po ay na-fulfill. Sapagkat sa buhay po ng ating Panginoong Jesus, ang sabi sa Hebrews 4:15, He was in all points tempted yet without sin. Siya po ay tinukso katulad ng mga tukso na dumating po sa atin. Ngunit siya ay di nagkasala. Ikalawang aplikasyon sa buhay ng Panginoong Jesus, mababasa po natin sa Gospels na merong apat na taong uminspeksyon sa kanya. At yun ay walang iba kundi si Ananias, si Caiaphas, si Herod, at saka si Pilate. At wala silang masumpungan na anumang kasalanan sa kanya. In much the same way, there will be four groups that will inspect us. Una po, yung world. Ikalawa po, the church. Katlo po, si Satan. And finally, the Lord Jesus. At nawa po, sabi nga ng Apostle Pablo, sa 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23, may we be found blameless before the Lord when He comes to inspect us. And so, tinuruan po sila na kainin po nila ang tupa. Exodus chapter 12, verse 8, sabi po, Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs they shall eat. Now, in the New Testament, we are commanded to eat of Christ. Sabi po ng salita ng Panginoon, mismo ng Panginoong Jesus, kainin ninyo ang aking laman at inumin ninyo ang aking dugo. John 6:53, Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in yourselves. Of course, this is not literal. This is spiritual. Sabi po niya sa verse 63, The flesh profits nothing. The words that are spoken to you are spirit and are life. And this is where you know, we differ greatly with the Roman Catholic teaching that when we partake of communion, marami pong Catholics hindi nakakaalam po nito. Now, because we grew up now, with tradition, ginagawa na lamang natin ito. Do you know that the doctrine of Roman Catholicism, when regards doon sa ginawa natin kanina, yung emblems, yung symbols, yung tinapay at saka yung ano na yon, ang doctrine po nila doon, pagka kumakain daw po tayo ng komunyon, yung kinakain natin ay literal na katawan ni Kristo. Imaginin po ninyo. Now, it doesn't change daw sa kanya pong properties, pero literal na katawan ni Kristo. At yung juice po, bagamat yung pari lang naman talaga umiinom, sa atin po ay lahat, which by the way, you know, when I became a new Christian, I was attracted with that. Sapagkat nasanay ako na yung pari lang umiinom eh. Pero pagdating sa Christians, lahat, no? Parang mas, sabi ko, parang mas totoo yata yung kasi yung Last Supper eh, lahat ay meron silang iniinom. Anyways, sabi po niya, Roman Catholic dogma po and doctrine, ay yung dininom na wine po na yon ay literal na dugo. Kaya nung nangangaral po sila, nagagalit ng mga tao. Kasi ang sabi na gagawin nyo ba kaming cannibals? Kakain kami ng dugo at kakain kami ng laman at saka ng dugo. Pero yun po, no? Kakatwang isipin, pero yun po talaga. Of course, for us, it's not literal. It is spiritual. Now, we spiritually partake of His flesh, of Jesus' flesh, when we feed upon His Word. Katulad na yun, kumakain po tayo. Kinakain po natin si Kristo, yung kanyang salita. Yung salita ng Diyos. Why? Because Jesus is the living Word of God. The Bible is the written Word of God. And Jesus said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. I am your spiritual provision. I am your manna. Katulad po ng manna sa Exodus 16 na bumaba. We spiritually drink His blood as we partake of His life and His spirit. Life and spirit are in the blood. So ito po ay spiritual. Pag tayo po ay nagdi-drink sa spirit ng Lord, katulad kanina, nagwo-worship po tayo. I don't know about you, kung ano yung karanasan ninyo sa Panginoon, but every worship time, we can experience the Lord. Amen po ba? We can experience His presence. No, we can receive of His Spirit. In that way, we drink of the blood of Christ, which is now the Spirit of God. Sa Exodus chapter 12 and verse 8 pa rin, ang sabi po, they shall eat it with unleavened bread. You know, in the scripture, yung leaven, yung levadura po, it is a symbol of sin, hypocrisy, false doctrine. Makikita po natin yan sa mga verses sa New Testament. At ang sabi po sa Exodus 12:15, you shall put leaven out of your houses. Pag sineselebrate niyo itong Feast of Passover, inspeksyonin ninyo yung bahay ninyo. Dapat walang mga amag, walang mga levadura. Tanggalin ninyo sila doon. For us, ang application po nito, this can include removing worldly magazines, books, pictures, statues, television program. Yun po yung application sa ating buhay. Psalm 101 verse 2b and 3a. Ang sabi po ni David, I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before me. So, be careful po what we allow in our house because these things can cause compromise and bring other spirits. Mag-ingat po kayo na meron kayong mga books ng horoscopes o mga books na hindi po nyo dapat naroon o mga magazines o mga pictures o mga videos o whatever po. Yun po ay mga leaven. And they will invite evil spirits. And to include songs. Kasama po yung mga worldly songs na sensual, meron pong sexual undertones, lahat po yung mga awit na ganoong tipo po. Ingatan po natin. So the first Passover was the beginning of Israel's journey towards the promised land. Yun po yung pasimula. At sila po ay kumain, sabi nga po sa verse 11, binigkis nila ang kanilang mga baywang. No po? At sila ay nagsandalyas, at sila po ay hinawakan yung kanilang mga rod, mga staff nila, at sila ay kumain na nagmamadali. We therefore understand that when we accept Christ as our Savior, we begin a spiritual journey that hopefully will lead us to Mount Zion, full maturity. Yun po yung ating pong destinasyon. Sa New Testament, sinabi po ni Apostle Paul sa Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, yung Mount Zion na yon, to become a perfect man to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. O kaya sa madali at mas madaling intindihin salita, being conformed to the image of Christ. Romans 8 and 29. The protection of the Israelites was the blood of the Passover. Nasabi ko kanina, sabi ng Lord, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Na gagaling ko po sa ating pong daughter church no po sa Ginyangan. By the way, may mga taga church po di Pastor Rainer dito. Tas na yung kamay niyo, Brother William, sa alma, yung mga anak. Yun. Sila po ay mga taga-Ginyangan, except dun sa dalawang dalaga nag-aaral. At nasagap ko po yung, meron po tayong mag-asawa doon na nagja-drive po sila at naka-head-on collision po sila ng bus. Head-on po collision po sila ng bus. No po. So, right then and there, sila po ay nag-collapse. Sabi po ng babae sa akin, bago po siya tuluyan na walang po siya ng malay, tapos nagising siya. Sabi niya, nung pagising niya po, lahat ng makita niya, lahat ng color pula. Pati po yung asawa niya, na nakayukyuk po, yung asawa niya nagdadrive, syempre yung nasa kaliwa, ano po, nakayukyuk po sa kanya, parang gumano na sa lap niya, pinag-pray niya, Lord, kasi yung po ay may sakit sa puso, yung asawa niya. Kahit man siya, sabi niya, Pastor, pula. Kulay pula siya, sabi niya gano'n. And then I passed out. Nakakatuwa po, ano po. Pero kahit po head-on collision sila sa isang bus, of course, yung broken ribs po yung asawa niya lalaki, siya naman po ay medyo na anuhan po ng hip dito. In fact, nagpapagaling pa siya ng sugat. Pero nung dumalaw po ako na a month ago, siya po ay hindi pa nakakaakyat. Kasi po ang church, ila Pastor Rainer doon ay katulad din sa atin, aakyat. Hindi po siya nakakaakyat doon. Pero nakabalik na po kami, nakakaakyat na siya, pero meron po siyang cane. So progressive po yung healing nila. Yung tao na meron pong sakit sa puso, actually Pastor Art due for bypass talaga yon, yung tao na yon. Na nag-drive na yon, sabi ko nga, kung mamamatay ka, namatay ka na noon, sabi ko gano'n. Dahil doon sa impact, ano po, ang totoo, yung pong kapatid na yon ay shooter. No? Siya po ay mahusay sa ano. Kaya, nung makita po ng mga driver at ng conductor kung sino yung nabangga nila, at kilala po nila yon na ano yun eh, ang business po na nagbebenta ng baril kaya magaling sa baril, ay sila na mismo pumunta sa police station, nagpahuli na sila, baka sila ay, pag namalayan yun ay mabaril. Pero ang punto po doon, ay yung power of the blood. Bagamat hindi po natin nakikita, gusto ko palang sabihin sa inyo, na huwag nating kaligtaan na araw-araw, ano po, na gamitin ang banal na dugo ng Panginoong Jesus. At ipangkubli po sa atin, I tell you, every time I drive that highway leading to Ginyangan, ganoon na lang po ang hingi ng prayer ko. Kasi po, grabe yung highway na yun, ewan ko. Bandang minsan, either mauna sa iyo yung aksidente, o pagkalagpas mo, magkaroon ng aksidente. At ang mga aksidente po doon ay grabe. Kaya lagi niyo po kami pagpipray, yung mga pumupunta po doon. No? At mahirap pong sabihin na hindi natin kailangan ang dugo ng Lord. We must always remember that the blood of Christ saves and protects us. Huwag po tayong mapapalya na hingin nito araw-araw. Generally speaking, the revivals that continue to occur in the Old Testament times of the Low Age were all associated with the celebration of the Passover. Sa panahon ni Joshua, alam niyo po ba nung pagtawid nila Joshua doon po sa Jordan River, it was a time of Passover. So they celebrated Passover in Gilgal. Si Hezekiah, si Josiah as kings, nung nagkaroon po sila ng revival sa panahon nila, sila ay nag-celebrate ng Passover. During the Restoration Era, sa panahon po ni Ezra, sila po ay nag-rejoice at sila ay celebrate ng Passover. At ang age po ng law ay, sabi ko nga, na natapos din si Kristo ay namatay doon sa krus. And remarkably po, interestingly, si Jesus po ay namatay ng Passover. Fulfilling, you know, the picture, the prophetic symbolism in the Old Testament. Jesus died on the day of Passover. Habang nag-aalay pa ng Passover lamb, literal, yung mga taong Israel, you know, the true Passover lamb died at the cross on Calvary. The Feast of Pentecost, ang pista ng Pentecostes, ito po ay sineselebrate sa third month. Palibasa po sa ikatlong buwan nakarating ang Israel mula sa Ehipto, ay sa pangatlong buwan nakarating po sila sa lugar ng Mount Sinai. It was called the Feast of the Day of Pentecost because Pentecost means 50, referring to the number of days it took Israel to leave Egypt until the day the law was given to them at Mount Sinai. So, kinikommemorate po ito ng Israel dahil sa nung umalis po sila sa Egypt, bumilang po sila ng 50 araw hanggang doon sa araw na sila ay datnan ng Panginoon, bumaba ang Diyos at ibinigay sa kanya ang law, kanila ang law, 50 days po iyon. It was a frightening experience para sa Israel po. Bumaba ang Diyos, may apoy, may madilim na ulap, merong kulog, merong kidlat, merong tremors, merong earthquakes, at may salita ang Panginoon, ang tinig ng Diyos. Merong pakakak ng mga anghel. Takot na takot po ang mga Israelita noon. At nung araw na sineselebrate nila yung tagpong yun, sa Book of Acts, kinakommemorate nila yung araw na yon na bumaba ang Diyos at binigay ang law sa kanila with manifestations of great power. Yung araw po na yon, bumaba ang Holy Spirit at napuspos ang mga alagad. So, Pentecost speaks of the baptism of the Holy Spirit because it was on the day of Pentecost in the Book of Acts that God poured out all His promised Holy Spirit on the early Christians. Interestingly din po, sa Mount Sinai, doon sa panahon na sa lugar na yon, 3,000 died there. Dahil po, habang si Moses ay umakyat doon sa bundok, ay nagkaroon po ng worship of the golden calf. You remember that. And the Lord killed 3,000 people. But on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 were saved. 3,000 were saved. Sa Mount Sinai po, noong ang Israel ay naroon, that became their birthday as a nation. In Mount Sinai, they became a kingdom nation of God. In Book of Acts, when the Holy Spirit came, That was the birthday of the church. The beginning of church age. At binibigyan po tayo ng Panginoon ng 2,000 years para po sa church age. Malapit na pong matapos. Isama nyo ang sa Diyos, isama nyo ang Diyos sa inyong mga plano. Malapit na pong matapos ang 2,000 years po na yon. Pag hindi po kasama ang Diyos sa inyong mga plano sa inyong buhay, lalo na kayo mga young people, kasi ilang panahon na lang, 10 taon na lang, no? Hopefully wala kaming tungkod, nakakalakad pa rin kami ng diretso, at di pa kami umuuga, pero kayo po talaga makakaranas, mga kabataan, kayo makakaranas itong pinag-uusapan natin ito. Your generation will see the glory of God, and all young people say, Amen. Kaya magpaka-Kristiyano tayo, kayong mga young people. Now, ang kakaiba dito sa Feast of Pentecost, nakakagulat dito, pag doon sa Passover, sabi ng Lord, take away the leaven. Pero pagdating sa Feast of Pentecost, you know, bake your bread with leaven. Sabi ng Lord. Saan po yun? Sa Leviticus 23 verse 17, you shall bring from your dwellings 2 wave loaves of 2 tenths of an ephah. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. Yan po yung sabi pagdating sa Pentecost. Eh kanina, ang sabi po natin ay leaven speaks of false doctrine, of sin, and even hypocrisy. This shows that receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit does not guarantee purity and holiness. Napansin niyo ba? Lumabaptize kayo ng Holy Spirit, nakasala pa rin kayo after. Di ba? It doesn't guarantee na tayo ay holy na at pure na. And one example in the New Testament is the Corinthian church. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. In fact, on foundation nila, remember? No, that was Ephesians. But Corinthians, yes. In the book of Corinthians, kinakastigo ni Paul itong mga Corinthians sa 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Sabi niya, napaka-carnal ninyo. Sabi ni Paul, dapat kayo yung mga maestro na, pero gatas pa rin ang binibigay sa inyo. Sabi niya ganoon. Pero makikita natin pagdating sa 1 Corinthians chapter 12, nagpo-flow ang gifts ng Holy Spirit sa kanila. Kaya yun po, makikita natin na the baptism of the Holy Spirit is given to believers, to us, who seek the Holy Spirit to help us be led to holiness. Tinutulungan lamang po tayo dito. At sa topic po ng Tabernacle of Moses, nakita ko na ang doorway po into the holy place ay yun ang baptism ng Holy Spirit. Sapagkat ini-introduce tayo doon sa greater realm, no, na manifestations ng Holy Spirit, nandun yung golden lampstand po. Deeper word of God sa table of showbread at deeper praise and worship doon po sa golden altar of incense. Kaya po ngayon, makikita po natin sa mga Pentecostal, full gospel, charismatic churches, yung mixture. Nakakalungkot, pero naroon yun. Baptize sila ng Holy Spirit, pero merong mixture. Kaya kuminsan, yung mga kapatid ng Baptist natin, ng Evangelical, sabi sa atin, okay, meron kayong gifts, meron naman kaming fruit. Mas mahalaga yung fruit. At sasabihin ko po sa atin na hindi, parehong mahalaga yun. You know what? The fruit is the nature of Christ. The gifts, they are the ministry of Christ. We need both. Hindi natin kailangan pagsabungin yung fruit at saka yung gift. Kailangan po natin sila pareho. Without which, di tayo makakarating sa full maturity. So, meron mga mixtures, meron mga false doctrine, false worship, many other things can also be there. So this mixture is illustrated by the fact na lang si Moses, holy siya dun sa bundok, yung mga iniwan niya naman ay nagpapakasama dun sa worship ng golden calf in the same area where God was. Okay, let Pastor Bailey speak. I'll read from Pastor Bailey's book itself. Sabi niya po, I was in a church many years ago in Switzerland. During the service, God opened my eyes, and I saw that one side of the platform, there was an angel of the Lord. But on the other side of the platform, there was a fallen angel. Dalawang yan po, no? At certain times, the holy angel would step up to the pulpit and minister to the person who was then leading the service. Hopefully, may angel yung angel ng Lord. hindi fallen. But the other times, the angel would have to step back, and the fallen angel would step up to direct the service to the leader at the pulpit. Why? Because the people were not wholehearted in following God. And there was sin in the church. I have seen sin, this happen at different churches, not only during worship services, but also during the preaching. As leaders, we need to understand how these things can happen. Nangyayari po yun. So, we pray to God, we. Nasaan na nagmi-minister kami na yung hindi yung fallen angel. And I hope there's no fallen angel in our church. Only the angel of the Lord. Because every church is an angel. Sabi po ni Pastor Bailey yun. In the New Testament times, revivals are centered around the Feast of Pentecost. From the beginning of the church on the day of Pentecost, it has been the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the power of God that has caused the work of God to prosper. Kaya, madalas makikita po ninyo sa mga revival meetings ngayon, lagi po may kasamang time na pinagpipray yung mga tao at nababaptize sila ng Holy Spirit. Beginning in Jerusalem, Samaria, sa house po ni Cornelius, nakikita po natin na ang baptism in the Holy Spirit was a prevalent sign that the Lord is ministering. In church history, the early church was overshadowed by the Pentecostal power of the Holy Spirit for several centuries. Sadly, the power of the Holy Spirit began to decline its manifestations in the churches when it was replaced by ecclesiastical power and false doctrine that began with Emperor Constantine. Constantine the Great started to declare Christianity as a state religion. And suddenly, yung pong mga pagans, naging Christian sila without being born again. Naging state religion po ang Christianity. At ito po ay bumagsak, nakurap ng nakurap hanggang sa dumating po yung papacy sa Roman Catholic Church, and they tried to rule the world. And for 1,000 years, they did. Now, from ito po yung tinatawag na Middle Ages o medieval period na kung saan both secular and religious scholars would declare it as the Dark Ages of human history. Na kung saan po ang Pope, ang siyang ruler doon sa Europe, sa Western world. At nagmamano sa kanya ang mga hari. In our day, he has been restoring to many Christian denominations the power and ministry of the Holy Spirit. Kaya po, yung charismatic movement po ay nag-touch sa lahat ng mga denominations. Kahit po sa Roman Catholic Church, the Episcopalian, Anglican, the po Methodists, you name it, lahat po na-touch ng charismatic movement. Let Pastor Bailey speak again. At the beginning of the charismatic movement, the Lord gave me a vision. I saw the Jordan River during the harvest time. When it overflows all of its banks, it stretches out to become very wide, and it brings life to the desert areas wherever it flows. In this vision, the Lord said that He was causing the charismatic movement to be like the Jordan when it floods. The charismatic blessing overflowed from the narrow channel of the Pentecostal churches to bring new life and revival to many denominations. But then, in this vision, I saw the waters of the river were going to go down and return to their usual channel. I saw that here and there, pools of water would remain for a season, but they would become muddy, polluted, and eventually dry up. The Lord showed me that the churches and the people who were touched by the charismatic renewal were not all able to stay in their former places. The blessing that would flow there for a season would not remain, as many of these groups would again become isolated, stagnant, and dry. The purpose for the flooding of the river was to bring the people from the distant places back into the mainstream of what God is continuing to do in these last days. Pastor Bailey was very instrumental in bringing the movement of the Holy Spirit in this nation beginning 1969 when He started to come to our nation. By 1973, there was this young Anglican priest who attended their seminar in Los Baños, Laguna, World Map, the World Mission Assistance Plan. No. And for some time, they've been in the nation, you know, reaching out, you know, especially in the charismatic movement. At meron pong na born again, na-touch ng Holy Spirit na Anglican priest po doon as a young man. You know, and then he came back to the Anglican church, speaking in tongues, but they noticed that his ways have become different, that he was no longer the same. Hindi na po siya katulad ng dati. At hindi na po siya yung reserved, kundi he talks about the Holy Spirit, and they, you know, it got out na siya pala ay nabaptize siya ng Holy Spirit, blah, blah, blah. And my wife and I had the privilege of meeting this pastor. Now he's older, much older than us, when we had the breakfast fellowship after the seminar in Baguio with Pastor Bailey, and he is old also. You know, so he got kicked out from the Anglican church, and you know, brothers and sisters, today, he pastors the largest church in Baguio. 5,000 strong congregation. We live today to see the fulfillment of the vision that Pastor Bailey saw. Now, bumaha ang Jordan River, pumunta sa mga, which is the work of the Holy Spirit, pumunta sa mga denominations, pero bumalik din doon sa dating channel na yon. Pero when it got out, when the water got out, when the Holy Spirit moved among the denominations, meron po mga na-touch doon at sila po ay nagpatuloy. Sila po ay nagpatuloy. In our, sa class po natin sa Ginyangan, meron pong isang taga El Shaddai doon. Recently ko lang nalaman. Sabi ko, oh, El Shaddai ka pala. Sabi ko, ganoon. Umalis na nga po ako eh. Bumalik lang po ako di uli doon eh. Tumakas nga lang po ako ngayon eh. Sabi ko, bakit naman? Kasi po yung mister ko, preacher na po doon eh. O sabi ko, anong nauunawaan mo? Nauunawaan ko na po na hindi na po ako dapat mag-worship. Nauunawaan ko na po na hindi na po ako dapat mag-mass. Nauunawaan ko na po, eh ba't naroon ka pa? Sabi ko ganoon. Eh nga po, kasi po yung mister ko, preacher nga po doon. Eh po, paano pag may mass? Eh hindi po ako nagpa-participate. Sabi ko, basahin mo ang Revelation chapter 18, sabi ko, ang sabi ng salita ng Diyos, come out of her, my people. One day the Roman Catholic Church will be judged, sabi ko ganon. At pag dumating yung panahon na yon, dapat wala ka doon. Noong araw, sabi ko, hindi nila malaman kung anong gagawin lang kay Brother Mike Velarde noong siya nag-mushroom yung movement. But later on, nakakita sila ng compromise. At kung makikita mo, sabi ko ganon, on the sides, lagi merong Virgin Mary, and then from time to time, priests would come to conduct the mass. And that became the compromise. Nevertheless, inaamin ko na ginagamit din ang taong yon para makakilala ang ibang tao. Si Pastor Efren po, kung di nyo nalalaman, ay dating El Shaddai. Doon siya nakakakilala sa Panginoon. Sila ni Sister Mel. Ngayon po ay naglilingkod sa Panginoon. So, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is only the launching pad. No, hindi po dapat natin isipin na mature na tayo, pabaptize tayo ng Holy Spirit. No way. Hindi pa po. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is only one of the seven foundations in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. Let us see. So let us go on to maturity. Let us see tabernacles in the feast of the seventh month. And third group po ng feast took place in the seventh month. Now. Ngayon. Ngayon po ang season. Kahapon po ay Day of Atonement. So, nandito po tayo. This excited me. Sabi ko, Lord, this is a very timely message. Kaya kahit mahaba to, tatapusin ko to. Amen ba? Sabi ko, kasi it's a timely message for us. Now is the season of the Feast of Tabernacles. After Pentecost po, there were four hot, dry months that followed. So, first month, third month, and then four hot, dry months followed, and then the seventh month would come, which would be the season for the Feast of Tabernacles. After this dry time, there came a new group of feasts that started on the first day of the seventh month. On the first day of the seventh month, ito po ay tinatawag na beginning of the blowing of the Feast of Trumpets, or the blowing of trumpets, or the Feast of Trumpets. Kaya tingnan po natin yung Feast of Trumpets. Leviticus 23 and verse 24. There shall be a memorial of blowing out trumpets, a holy convocation. Now, trumpets in scriptures has a significance. And we will turn to Numbers chapter 2. And sabi po doon, kay Moses, make two silver trumpets, Numbers 10:2, for yourself. You shall make them of hammered wood. You shall use them for calling the congregation. So, ginagamit po nila ang trumpet to call the congregation. When the trumpets were blown, all the nation of Israel was to gather and to be able to wait to listen to any instructions from the Lord. We have seen the Feast of Trumpets fulfilled in history. We have seen it fulfilled. Ito po ay nangyari na sa kasaysayan dispensationally. Nangyari na po ito noong 1948. Noong ginather ng Lord ang Israel at pinabalik po sila sa kanilang lupain. Yun nga po doon sa Israel ngayon. So, na-fulfilled po ito. Itong blowing of trumpets sa light ng Israel. Kalawa, sabi, ano ang gamit ng trumpet? To give direction and movement of the camps. So in world history, the Lord is moving with His plans and He wants to accomplish them. And now, as part of that, He has directed the Jews to return to the Holy Land. Hanggang ngayon po, bumabalik yung mga Hudyo. Na-realize nila yung ibang mga American Jews, and there are a lot of them, na po, ay bumalik na doon. Now, what future do they have in Israel? Economically wise, wala po. But they knew they have to return because it is the will of God for them. This restoration of their nation is part of the Lord's preparation for the second coming of the Lord and into the millennium. So the Jews are returning home even to this very day. So, and then thirdly, to sound the alarm for war. Upang magbigay ng hudyat sa pakikipagbaka, sa Numbers 10 and 9. When you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm. Pagkatapos po ng Israel ay maging independent noong 1948, immediately they entered a war. No less than 5 Arab nations attacked them. But miraculously, they not only survived, but they won the war. This feast began to be fulfilled in the church with the rising of the great evangelists, bringing fresh revival after Israel became a nation in 1948. This was the period, you know, when the Billy Graham crusade started. Now back then, yung T.L. Osborne started. Gordon Lindsay, the founder of Christ for the Nations Institute, you know, they had this ministry. Oral Roberts, you know, started this ministry. And so there were great trumpeters of the Word of God all over the world in that period onwards. Hanggang sa panahon po natin ngayon, today we have the likes of Reinhard Bonnke. You know, ngayon meron siyang dinisciple. Nakalimutan ko, a young man, you know. Maybe younger than I am, but yung anointing po ni Reinhard Bonnke, kitang-kita sa kanyang buhay. So this feast began to be fulfilled in the church by the rising of great evangelists in the world today that has brought the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is gathering His people to hear from God and direct them to move on. Ito po yung nangyayari sa ating panahon ngayon. Also, the trumpet is blowing to the church, is speaking of the natural wars that are coming to the earth, as well as the spiritual battles that are to be won in order for the army of God to bring revival to the nations. So, wars will take place, even as famine, as plagues are now taking place. The Ebola virus, is not that a fulfillment of the prophecy of the Lord Jesus in Matthew 24, that famines and plagues will come and wars will come? So war is waging not only in Middle East, but in some places also. So after the Feast of Trumpets, on the seventh month, beginning on the first day, they will blow the trumpets for the next 10 days, blowing of the trumpets every day. And on the tenth day, of the blowing of the trumpet, that becomes the Day of Atonement. That was yesterday. It began last Friday, the 6 p.m. Not here, but the Jews. 12 p.m. sa atin, 12 midnight sa atin, sa mga Hudyo, ay 6 p.m. po. And it lasted until yesterday, ang Day of Atonement. Isn't this, you know, interesting? You know, is this a coincidence? I believe that God is speaking to our church. Don't you think so? I think so. I believe so. Lord God, speak to us. As I prepared this message, I thought it's going to be a long message, but nevertheless, I said, I want to finish this because this is a timely message for us. The next feast is called the Day of Atonement in Leviticus 23, verse 27. On the 10th day of the 7th month shall be the Day of Atonement. Sabi po doon. The Day of Atonement is governed by the number 10. The number in the Bible that speaks of trials and testings. Now, there were 10 trials in the wilderness for Israel, Numbers 14 and 22. There were 10 days of trials for Daniel and his friends, Daniel chapter 1 and 12. And there were 10 days of tribulation for the church of Smyrna in the book of Revelation. In Revelation 2 and 10. On this day of the atonement, the Jews went through trial and affliction as they will all fast and pray. Did you do fasting yesterday? Dito? Nag-fasting ba? Hindi naman. Okay. So we had prayer yesterday. For the Christian, the feast day of atonement, it speaks of cleansing from sin, where we enter into the living, into living the crucified life. Romans 6:6 po. Yung fulfillment po ng Romans 6:6 ay mangyari sa ating buhay. Sabi po, the knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Ito po yung the crucified life. Nais po ng Lord na i-fulfill ito sa ating buhay na kung saan tayo maka-enter sa crucified life. For the church, the Day of Atonement represents the cleansing that must take place before the end of this age for the church to become the holy bride of Christ mentioned in Ephesians 5:27 and Revelation 19 and verse 7-8. Then something happened 40 years ago in 1970, or at least 41 years ago. Israel again was attacked by Egypt from the south and Syria from the north. They were attacked. And Israel was attacked on the very Day of Atonement. Sa araw po ng atonement. But prior to that, sabi po ni Pastor Bailey, a few weeks before that, he was in Israel. And the Lord entered his room, his hotel room. He was with his wife, Sister Audrey, at the time. And the Lord began to show him things that are going to happen. The Lord showed him that there's going to be a war in Israel and that there's going to be a cleansing in the nations. So, weeks after that, nang siya po ay umalis, nagkaroon na po ng war in Israel. And after leaving Israel, the Lord confirmed in his heart that there will be cleansing of governments. So that in 1974, sabi po niya, 30 presidents and prime ministers were brought down from their power, to include the U.S. President Nixon, French President Pompidou, and Chancellor of Germany Brandt. These are big nations. They are not little nations, but major nations. And yet, the word of the Lord came to pass, na sinabi po. And then the Lord spoke to his heart. Now, sabi po, these are the words of Pastor Bailey from the Lord. Now I am going to reveal sin in my church. I am going to deal with sin and remove it. And since the time in the church worldwide, there has always been the exposure and exposing of sin. And it continues on today. He says in his book, Pastor Bailey said, 1973 began the Day of Atonement. Up to the present time, there is cleansing that's taking place. God has been doing a deep inner cleansing so that the church will enter into the spiritual fulfillment of the Day of Atonement so that we can be prepared for the Feast of Tabernacles. God is cleansing us and God wants us to be freed from the bondage so that we can enter into revival and that we can experience the Feast of Tabernacles. Not only for our church, but also for our nation. Now let's enter to the Feast of the Tabernacles, ang Pista ng mga Tabernakulo. This would be, so kahapon ay Day of Atonement, bilang tayo ng limang araw, then kahapon, 11 ngayon. So Thursday, yun po ang Feast of Tabernacles because this is celebrated, you know, am I correct? 18? 8. October 8. Okay, it was 7 days, no? Wednesday? October 8. So, it represents the coming millennial age, yung Feast of Tabernacles. Kasi po, kung ang Old Testament age, ang revivals po nila naka-focus sa Passover, ang church age naka-focus naman po siya sa Pentecost. Yun naman pong darating na millennial age, naka-focus po siya sa Feast of Tabernacles, as we should see later on. But there seems to be an overlap, you know, that's going to happen because even though Tabernacles will be fully celebrated in the millennial age, doon sa 1,000-year reign of Christ, the church will enter in. Ang church po, yung prepared church, yung revived church, will enter and experience that which is prepared for the millennium. So, Zechariah chapter 14, di po natin ito babasahin, pero dito po ay kinoconfirm ng salita ng Diyos yung coming of the Lord. Even way back then, sa prophet Zechariah, ay sinabi na po na sa Zechariah chapter 14, sinabi na doon, darating yung mga Arab armies kukubkubin ang Israel. Ano? At yung succeeding verses, nagsasabi po tungkol sa pagbaba ni Kristo. Doon sa Mount of Olives, mabibiyak po yung bundok, lalabas po ang tubig, magkakaroon ng lawa doon. And the millennium is then spoken in Zechariah 14 and 16, and I read, "And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feasts of tabernacles." Kaya po pagdating sa millennial age, ang focus po ng feast ay yung Feast of Tabernacles. At meron mga organizations based in Israel, pinapractice na po ito ngayon pa lang. No, that's why Christians go there. You know, and they celebrate today ito. Itong season na ito, magkakaroon na naman ng march doon. No, Gentile Church or Christians will be marching in the streets of Jerusalem, no, in advance pa lang. Practice sa darating po na Feast of Tabernacles sa millennium time. So during the millennium, the nations of the world will each send a delegation to Jerusalem to worship the King Jesus. It will be a yearly celebration. But if any nation failed to send their delegation, they will be disciplined. They will be punished by the Lord. If Philippines do not send a delegation on the Feast of Tabernacles, no rain. Zechariah 14, verse 17. "And it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them there will be no rain." Hallelujah. Magiging busy si Sister Beulah. The millennial kingdom reign of Christ will be centered around the Feast of Tabernacles. And the Feast of the Tabernacles will also have a spiritual fulfillment in the church before, ito po yung sinasabi ko, the second coming of Christ. Even as Passover became the foundation of the New Testament, when it began in the book of Acts, we will experience something like an overlap, you know, that before the millennium proper, we shall enter and experience tabernacles. Now, in conclusion, there are 4 points pa rin sa conclusion. Tabernacle is the Feast of Revival. Ito ay ang pista ng revival. The name tabernacles come from the word of in Hebrew, sukkah. And the word sukkah comes from the root word suk. Later on, we will see that. But tabernacles means simply booth or tent. And you shall dwell in booths for 7 days, and all who are native Israelites shall dwell in booths. So today, nag-start na ba yan, Sister Beulah? Naglalabas na, o next week pa. Yung mga Israelites ngayon, gagawa sila ng tolda. Lalabas sila, doon sila matutulog. Ngayon po, ginagawa nila yon. Sa labas ng bahay sila natutulog, gagawa po sila ng mga ano doon, makeshift na ano, tolda. At doon sila matutulog. Sukkah is the word for tabernacles, pero yung po ay galing sa word na suk. At yung pong suk, S-U-K, means to cover with oil, to anoint. So ang spiritual meaning po nito para sa atin, the Feast of Tabernacles is that the church in the last days will dwell under the covering of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 25 verse 7, He will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all peoples and the veil that is spread all over nations. This signifies the breaking of the power of satanic principalities that govern the nations. At ang glimpses po na ito, nakita po natin sa early century, ng 19th century, ng 20th century, sa Wales Revival, sa revival po sa Sweden na nangyari, na kung saan ito pong mga countries na ito ay talagang kinover po ng anointing ng God. At sila po ay nagkaroon ng transformation sa mga panahong yun. In recent history po, kita natin yung South Korea, kung paano po ang isang Buddhist nation, zero Christian, 100 years ago, ngayon ay about 30% Christians. Pero back in 1990s, the nation of Guatemala experienced, you know, civil war, but they experienced also revival. So that 45% of the 11 million became Christians. Imagine yun. 45% of the 11 million became Christians. We were passing through one city of Guatemala one time, and I was told, you know, by the Guatemalan guide, sabi niya, in this city of Quetzaltenango, 50% of the people are born again. And then we went to the city of Almolonga, and there we were told, in this city, 90% of the people are born again. Whereas before there were about 34 taverns, 34 beer houses. Today, nung pumunta po kami in 2002, dalawa na lang yung beer house. At na-reverse po, there are 34 churches all over the town. And there were no prisoners, no criminals in prison. So these are glimpses of what God wants to do in our life, in our nation. We're talking about nation. We need to plead to God, Lord, our nation, may it be covered by your suk, covered, O Lord God, by your Holy Spirit. Tabernacles is the feast of ingathering. It's not just the feast of revival, but it was also the feast of ingathering. The feast took place at the end of the religious year for Israel. Yung end ng kanila pong religious month, religious calendar, sorry. Yung end ng religious calendar nila, signifying to us that the Feast of Tabernacles will take place at the end of the church age. There will be mighty ingathering of souls in our day. There will be great revivals. Can we say to the Lord, Lord, I volunteer, use me. Amen? Lord, count me in your army, use me. Number three, Tabernacles is the Feast of Joy. Ito ang pista ng kagalakan. Deuteronomy 16 and 13 tells us of this, that there will be joy, that there should be filled with joy, because the threshing floor will be full of harvest. Meron pong great joy lagi when there is a good harvest. At the Feast of Tabernacles, we will also be harvesting new wine and new oil. New wine and oil speaks of gladness in the Holy Spirit. Wine speaks of gladness, oil speaks of the Holy Spirit. So there will be new wine, and there will be gladness. Kaya nga po, pag tayo lulugo-lugo, sabi natin, di tayo revived. Pero wala pong taong revived na lulugo-lugo. Now, just don't make up that. Huwag lang natin pakita na tayo masaya. Kinahayaan natin na yung joy natin ay nanggagaling sa Holy Spirit at ma-revive tayo galing from within. The future of Jesus will be seen throughout the church and will give us the strength to fulfill God's will in these last days. That's why we need revival. Because after revival, judgment. And we need the strength of the Lord that comes through the joy birthing within us, welling within us, that we will be able to do what we need to do then. Number four, tabernacles is the feast of glory. The feast of tabernacles is prophetic of the glory of the Lord that will cover the church at the end of the age. Wow, the glory of the Lord will cover the church. We can read this in Haggai chapter 2. And similarly, you know, striking and interesting, when Haggai said this, it was the Feast of Tabernacles also. Haggai chapter 2, verse 1, in the seventh month, on the 21st of the month, and that will be the Feast of Tabernacles, the word of the Lord came to Haggai. It was on the Feast of Tabernacles that Haggai said this prophecy. Haggai chapter 2, verse 9. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former. You know, and applying that prophetically, the glory of the latter temple, tayo po yung latter temple, will be greater than the former temple. Ang former temple ay yung church sa Book of Acts. Many times I've heard Pastor Bailey said, the glory of the former church, the Acts, Book of Acts church, you know, and the early church is one. And the glory of the latter-day church is seven. And I figured that, where does he get that, you know? And I realized, you know, that that Pentecost is celebrated only one day. But the Feast of Tabernacles is celebrated 7 days. You know, and at sabi po, kung iko-compare natin, sasama pa natin yung prophetic words sa Joel, the former and the latter rain, and the harvest will overlap. And he said, we will see the combination of the one and the seven. And number eight speaks of new beginnings. Napakaganda pong prophetic picture na binibigay po sa atin. And on the day of the Feast of Tabernacles, Haggai prophesied this. That the glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former. The best things for our church is not behind us, it is before us. Amen. And revival is before us. The greatest revivals are before us. It's before us. I can't fail to remember, you know, the presence of the Lord. It was so strong back in 2003 when we were worshiping the Lord for almost 3 months. You know, we have a extra worship in the afternoon because we cannot contain, you know, the desire to worship God more. How many of you remember that season back in 2003 when we were having such a move of God, you know, in our church? But that is only a foretaste. That means nothing even as compared to the greatest revival that's coming. The early church had the blessing of Pentecost, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But the church in the last days will experience the blessings of tabernacle. You know, the glory that filled Solomon's temple, which is a picture of the last day church, during the time it was dedicated, is what's going to be in the last day church. Sapagkat nung dinedicate po nila, sa 2 Chronicles chapter 5, the po ang temple ni Solomon, it was filled with the glory of God, so that the cloud of the Lord came in and no priest could stand there. The priest could not even continue ministering. 2 Chronicles 5:13, the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud so that the priest could not continue ministering because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. In Isaiah chapter 4 and 5, then the Lord will create above every dwelling place of Mount Zion and above her assemblies a cloud and a smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. Just as the glory of God filled Solomon's temple on the Feast of Tabernacles, the glory of God will be seen in these last days upon the churches that are dwelling in the spiritual Mount Zion. And that's why, nung maunawaan po natin ito, you know, this has been You know, the major thing that we've been doing is that to bring people to Mount Zion. This has become the focus of our ministry, to bring our church and the churches that we are related with to spiritual Mount Zion, to full maturity. If this is not the goal of your life, please make it. Please make it the goal, the main goal of your life, to be conformed to the image of Jesus, to come to spiritual Mount Zion. And our church, this is our goal. This is our goal. To become part of the glorious, victorious church of Christ. You know, a bride that is ready to rule and reign with Christ for eternity. That's Mount Zion. Baguhin po natin yung ating mga pangarap. Jesus is coming soon. Kung hindi kasama si Jesus sa inyong mga plano, sayang po yung mga plano ninyo. So be guided accordingly, please. Sama po natin ang Lord. Sama natin ang revelation ng ating pinag-uusapan ngayon sa ating po mga plano. Pastor Bailey speaks again. And he says this, I have been taken by the Spirit to see visions of what God is going to do in the coming revival. In many nations, I have seen the glory of God revealed upon the church. I have seen God supernaturally protecting His people by the glory of God, just as He protected the Israelites before they crossed the Red Sea. When we teach the church will go through tribulation, we may ask ourselves, how could it be? What will happen to us? Well, sabi nga ni Pastor Bailey, I've seen God supernaturally protecting His people by the glory of God, just as He protected the Israelites before they crossed the Red Sea. When will the glory of the Lord arise upon His people? Isaiah declared that it will be when darkness shall cover the earth. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2. We are like stars, and we know that the stars are seen at night. The darker the night, the brighter the stars appear to shine. So while deep darkness is coming to the world, we can rejoice that the glory of God is also coming to the saints. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. And finally, the tabernacles is the feast of His appearing. Ito ang pista ng Kanyang pagpapakita. It was the Feast of Tabernacles. It's also a time when the Lord Jesus will reveal Himself to His people in new ways. Pagpapakitaan tayo ng Panginoon sa iba't ibang kaparaanan. When Jesus was glorified on the Mount of Transfiguration, it was a type of what will occur in the church during the fulfillment of the Feast of Tabernacles. Before our Lord physically returns from heaven in His second coming, He will reveal Himself in and through His church in much greater ways. Yung illustration ito makita natin sa John chapter 7. It was also the Feast of Tabernacles. Verse 2 of John 7, it says, the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. And in verse 10, ang sabi, but when His brothers had gone up, before that, sabi ng mga kapatid niya, punta ka sa Jerusalem. Walang gustong sumikat na nagtatago sa isang sulok. But Jesus refused to go with them. But then in verse 10, but when His brothers had gone up, then He also went up to the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. And then in verse 14, now about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and He began to teach and He taught. And in verse 37, finally, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. So progressively, Jesus revealed Himself. Progressively revealed Himself in a greater way throughout the days of Feast of Tabernacles. And we can expect Jesus to reveal Himself to us. We can pray, Lord, reveal Yourself to me. Let me know you, Lord, more and more. Lord, God, meet with me, Lord. That should be the prayer of our heart. That should be the prayer when we pray in the morning times. Lord, reveal yourself to me. Let me see you, Lord. It may not necessarily mean a vision of Christ, but an understanding of who He is. Or it could be a vision of Christ. Or it could be that the Lord will also appear before us and speak to us. However He might want to do it, let us pray. And let us pray that Jesus will be revealed more and more to us and to our church. And that God will use our prayers to reveal Himself to our nation. Bakit nakakaganito ang ating bansa? I cannot but, you know, relate what's happening to our nation. Jesus is cleansing the nation. Jesus is cleansing the nation. And could it be because God wants this nation to be covered by His anointing when the Feast of Tabernacles is fulfilled in this nation? God is cleansing. Let's continue to pray. Let's continue to repent for the sins of our nations, that God may cleanse us through and through. Regardless of your political affiliations, regardless of that, because God does not play politics, regardless of that. Pastor Bailey speaks again. A number of years ago, I was sitting on a platform with several other ministers at a convention. We were listening to another minister who was then preaching. Suddenly, the Lord appeared, and He walked up onto the platform. Then He walked right into me as I was sitting there. When I looked down, I did not see my own hands, but only His nail-scarred hands. I did not see my clothes, but only His white garments. Most importantly, as I watched the speaker, I was watching Him through the Lord's eyes and hearing Him with His ears. I even felt in my heart what the Lord was feeling about this minister. That only lasted for about 2 minutes, but I understood in a new way what it means to have Christ in you. So it means that Jesus will grow and grow and grow in us. Flesh and flesh will be kicked out. The flesh will be kicked out of us. The sinful nature will be kicked out as we allow Jesus to grow inside of us. That there is so little remaining for the lust of the flesh, eyes, than pride of life. That we are overcoming and we are being conformed to the image of Christ. That we will begin to see the situation around us as Jesus would see them. We will begin to feel how Jesus would feel. And we will begin to act how Jesus would respond to whatever situation. May Jesus be revealed to us in a greater way in this. And may the Lord begin today. May the Lord, in this Feast of Tabernacles, begin to speak to us, to set our houses in order, to see to it that our family and our houses are in order, that we are ready for the greatest revival, that not one will be left behind among the members of our immediate family, that all of us, our families, will become part of the greatest revivals, that we will be there serving the Lord. May today be a signal to this church that yes, and may we continue to embrace that this is a church that has been called to go to Zion, to Mount Zion. We are not called to Mount Sinai, to the Pentecostal blessings. We are not called to have just the presence of God in our midst, to see people falling here and there and having, you know, the wine and the oil of the Holy Spirit. But what we want to see is Jesus matured in each and every person of us, to see ourselves fully engulfed by the anointing of the Lord, that we are to be used in the future as God would use us. Let it begin today. Let us have the decision, Lord, count me in. Let me be part of the Gideon's 300, Lord. Let me be part of those faithful ones, the tribe of Levi, who run to Moses, who is on the Lord's side. And they run to Moses' side. And they received, O Lord, the ministry of priesthood. May we be like Mary, who would choose the better part. Maging katulad kami ni Maria, Panginoon, na pinili ang higit na mabuti. And who will attain to intimate fellowship with the Lord Jesus, so that the glory of God may appear in our churches, our communities, and even in our nation. Who loves this nation? Sino nagmamahal sa ating bansa? Mahal niyo po ba ang ating bansa? Do we want to see this nation in great power and revival of the Lord? Huwag natin siyang bitiwan, mga kapatid. Huwag natin bitiwan sa panalangin ang bansang ito na nililinis ng Diyos. Ginigiba ang mga pundasyon sa haligang hindi sa Panginoon. Ang ating sariling buhay, personal. Kamusta po tayo? Tanggap na ba natin, malinaw na ba sa ating isip na nais ng Diyos na sa kaduluhan ng ating buhay, kawangis niya tayo, na tayo personal, makarating din sa bundok ng Siyon. Kamusta ang ating pamilya? Maliwanag ba sa ating mga anak na ang pangitain at pangarap ng kanilang buhay ay hindi lamang maging mga successful na engineers, lawyers, accountants, nurses, or professionals? Maliwanag na po ba ito sa kanila? Paano natin sila tinitrain? Baka po tinitrain lamang natin sila para magkaroon ng magandang buhay. Jesus is coming very soon. Yung nakikita natin lahat na ito'y babaguhin ng Panginoon. And if we have not prepared our children for the second coming, they will lose out. They will end up in the kingdom of God. But they still lose out dahil sa hindi natin sila naihanda sa tamang dapat na paghandaan nila.